Sean, ready?
Hey.
Is Rebbe going to have a matzalilia leo Friday night, or is Rebbe going to have chametz Friday night?
I don't know. Get this, my wife. Why chametz? That's complicated. I love to be less complicated. But Shabbos morning also by chametz. I mean, there's complications no matter what you do. There's complications. If you use chametz, there's complications with getting rid of the chametz. And there's complications with the bracha. Because once you take away the chametz, that's so clear that you don't need a new bracha rishona, a new bracha achreina. It's called, you know, mashke dem in a pass. So then the rest of the meal is not really connected to the bread. Maybe it needs new brachas. Use egg matzah b'emes. You also have that shaila. You have to clear away the egg matzah. It comes as man. You clear away the egg matzah also. Right? We're not like the Ramah. After this man is, so we don't need egg matzah. I saw an etzah. It's takashal. The mercy is in brachas. Once you meishich yedem in a pass, you need a new bracha. Then whatever you eat afterward needs a bracha rishayna and a bracha achayna. So how does it work? You have bread, then you clear it away. Maybe take off the tablecloth. Maybe eat the bread outside. And then you have a bamish a new aschola. I saw somebody's an etzah from Rav Shraya Devlitsky. It was a big pesach in there. I saw some a kubbel in a pesach. He said an etzah before you wash into a sedayim. You should have an Eitz Hagam and a Shahakal. And have in mind that it covers all the food that you're going to eat afterwards. And then after you finish benching, you should have a cup of water and make a Baruch Nefashos. And have in mind that Baruch Nefashos also goes back on all the food that you ate. So that way, even if the food that you ate needed a Baruch Rishayim and a Baruch Achayim, but you made all the Baruch Rishayim and the Amazonis you're probably not going to need. So if you made an Eitz Hagam and a Shahakal, then you covered all the food. So I might do that. I think I'll do that in edit. It's a nice etzah. That's the main problem. The rest is just technical. I mean, what's the big deal? You have a little bit of chametz, you eat it, you clear away the crumbs. So we know already crumbs are lechashivi, alechashivi, pirurim, imishim pirurim, alechashivi. It's not such a big deal. It's less complicated. The egg matzah is a constant complication. Is egg matzah really, are you allowed to eat egg matzah erev Pesach? Maybe it's called reading. The Rambam holds it's not matzah shira egg matzah, so then you're not allowed to eat it erev Pesach. Even if it is matzah shira, the Gaon is more noted that you're not allowed to eat matzah shira erev Pesach. Okay, it's not a nisachomer. Eating matzah erev Pesach is not exactly a nisachomer. No. So maybe it is a worthwhile trade-off. Like everything's a trade-off over here.
Rebbe, why can't you have the bread in the middle of the Suda? Why is everybody saying I'm going to eat the bread now in the middle of the Suda?
Oh, it's very complicated. You're cooking the food and paste it to the kalim. I mean, yeah, you could have the bread in the middle. First of all, the Zaman is like 10:30. You have to have very early Suda to have the bread. If you're having the Suda before 10:30, you're going to finish the Suda before 10:30. You could have the whole Suda with bread. But you have to be very careful using all plastic kalim. And the serving pieces also, you're going to serve. You have to be much more careful with the Pesach Tikkun Kalim, with the Pesach Tikkun Mislam. You cooked everything up Pesach Tikkun. So the Baal Batz is, it depends. In the Chanami, you could do that. Just, you have to be careful. Okay. So let's take it from the top. So the Gemara says, Teishu Shibum Shematzav Echad Shal Chametz. So it says in this Gemara, that if you have an Achra came, it took a kicker. Let's say in the first case, the case where it was kavua. So now we have a kicker that's sofik chametz, sofik matzah. It's a sofik hashokol. Kol kavua is kemechza al mechza domik. So we have a sofik, a 50-50 sofik, if this is chametz or matzah. So the Mashmoy says that it needs bdika. And we're actually, if the case is, we're not talking about bdika at all, we're talking about can you eat it? So you're not allowed to eat it. It's 50-50, you're not allowed to eat it. If it was Rav Matzah, you'd be allowed to eat it. But Rashi learns, and the other Yishrayim, that we're talking leading bdika. And it says in the Gemara that it's a 50-50, and mainly after you bite it. Let's hear Rashi inside. Look, Rashi. Let's focus on this Rashi. Rashi has psad gosha that on its side that it's chomet shakal, so came in the chazino tzrichim onu livdek. Since we saw it going, we have to be bedek. It's a very redundant language. Kevin the Chazino, he already said that it was nichnas l'faneinu. But nichnas l'bayis l'faneinu. And we don't know if it's chometz or it's mas. No. So if it's nichnas l'bayis l'faneinu, and it might be chometz, so maybe we have to be biting. What's that Gosh and Rashi that came in the Chazino de Shaka? We saw it go in. He just said nichnas l'bayis l'faneinu. So I think the Posh Mishra and Rashi, I think that the translation of Rashi is that we spoke out in the Mishnah already. We saw in the Mishnah that the Mishnah says that Ein Chayshish in Shem Agira Chuldo Mi Bayis to Bayis Mi Mokem Mi Mokem Sheim Kain Mi Ili Ir Mi Chotz Lechotz Ein Ladov Saif. So we were masbe in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is saying a din that they weren't misakin Bdika for a Sofik Greiris Chuldo, even though the Bdika was Niskan Ala Sofik. They were misakin bdika and a martif because maybe a shamish walked in with chametz. So what is a chulda worse than a shamish? But because ein ladov asayif, so the whole pesach can have to be baidik. So therefore they removed gereris chulda from the sfekas for which you have to be baidik. So, but the Mishnah says if it was, but the Gemara is medayik that's only ein chayshish, but not chayshish for gereris chulda. But if it was Chazina de Shaka, if we saw the Shulda take chametz into the bayis, so that's not the chaludin of the, that's not like the Mishnah, and then you have to be right. So I think Rashi understood that to mean that a shash greiris chulda they weren't misakim dikufa. But when it's Chazina de Shaka, then it's not a shash of greiris chulda. Then we know the chulda was greir. There may be other sfeikas involved, sofek achilo, there could be other sfeikas. But the greir is chuld, is not a sofek, it's chazina de shaka. So the mele goes into the regular dinim, then it goes into the takonis of bdika. Shash greir is chuld, is not in the takonis of bdika. But if it's not a shash greir is chuld, then it's in the takonis of bdika. Other sfeikas are in the takonis of bdika. So anyway, I think that's what Rashi here is being madgish. I have a sofek over here. I don't know if it's chometz or it's matzah. Patients, kavua, it's gemetzal metzal. Is that b'chal takonis habdika? Is this sofek b'chal takonis habdika? Zot Rashi, this is a sofek that's b'chal takonis habdika, because it's not a sofek in the geres chulda. And it's sad that it's chometz. There was a chazina d'shocha. We don't have a sofek in the geres chulda. We have a sofek what the chulda was geir here. We have a sofek in the what. What was the chulda geir? We don't know if it's chometz or it's matzah. All right, that's a sofik kachalas sfeikas. But it's not a sofik, did a chulda bring something in? Had it been a sofik, did a chulda bring something in? That would be a, so that's the din of the Mishnah. In chayshish in shema gira chulda. But here it's not shema gira chulda. The chulda avada is gira or something. We have a sofik, what it is? That's kachalas sfeikas. So maybe it goes into the takana tzabdika. I think that's the, without even thinking yet about the repercussions of this and the nafkaminis, but I think that's what Rashi's trying to say. And I think what this is it's meyush a little bit. L'chayra b'hashkaf v'yishayin Rashi's, the lashon of Rashi is fair. What do you mean it's chazina d'shakol? Well, we don't know what it is. The whole mile of chazina d'shakol, the whole chaymer of chazina d'shakol is that it's not a suffer. I mean, if you see the Sigmar Namar Aleph, l'chayra, if you only, naively, maybe more than that, but I could him. You could learn the Gemara about Aleph that the Chaimer of Chazina de Shokel is that it's a Vade. And learning Chazina de Shokel is a Suffolk. Well, here it's a Suffolk. What are you calling it, Chazina de Shokel? It's a Suffolk if Chazina de Shokel. If it's Matzah, then it's just, you don't know what it is. It might be Chametz, it might be Matzah. So why is that called Chazina? Rashi doesn't say it's Vade Chazina. Rashi says if it's Chametz, it's Chazina de Shokel. So it's a Suffolk. No, a Suffolk. So why are you calling it Chazina de Shokel? The whole chaimer of Chazina de Shokel is that it's not a Suffolk, is that it's a Vade. And here it is a Suffolk. So why are you using language of Chazina de Shokel b'chap? So what are you saying? It's a Suffolk if it's Chazina de Shokel. So if it's a Suffolk if it's Chazina de Shokel, then it's a Suffolk. A Suffolk is not called Chazina. So why are you using this language of Chazina de Shokel? That's what I want to take that problem away. That Rashi learns. The mile of Chazina de Shokel is not just that it's a Vadi and it's not a Suffolk. The mile of Chazina de Shokel is that it's not a Suffolk Gereris Chulda that's Ein Lodov Asof. Gereris Chulda is a special kind of Suffolk. Tikus Chametz is not afraid of Sveikus. Chazar HaMisakim Tikus Chametz is always a Suffolk. It's Allah Suffolk like the Magad Mishnah says. Tikus Chametz was Niskan Allah Suffolk. The Takon of Tikus Chametz is not afraid of Sveikus. The Takon applies even to Sveikus. What the Takon doesn't apply to is Gereris Chulda. Suffolk Greiris Chulda, because that's a special Suffolk that Ein Lodov Asof. So the Suffolk of Greiris Chulda Chazal does not trigger a Takanas Bdikum. But other Sveikas trigger a Takanas Bdikum. So that would Rashi over here is Matgish. Of course, I don't know what it is. It may be Matzah, and if it's Matzah, then it's Takanat Chazina de Shokel. It's only Chazina de Shokel if it's Chometz. So fine, so it's a Suffolk. A Suffolk, so what? So, a Suffolk, you have to be Bdikum Sveikas too. But Rashi, I said, pains to tell me, but on the tzad that it's chometz, it's not a suffix in the gerera. Because if it's suffix in the gerera, then it would not trigger them saying the safe. But here, on the tzad that it's chometz, it's chazina de shokal. So that's the eichel dover safe. This is not a suffix. This is not an ein l'dover safe dikas suffix. The suffix of teisha tziburim is not an ein l'dover safe dikas suffix. It's a plain vanilla suffix like kolas fakas. Kolas fakas have it takanas bdikah. Don't look Rashi. If it's chometz, it's chazina de shokal. So there's no ein l'dover safe. It may not be chometz. Fine, so it's a suffix. Ala suffix, they were misakim dikas. I think with this is going to be miyushiv a few questions, but I'm putting the cart before the horse. Normally, you have the questions, and then you give the teretz. Here, I'm saying the teretz first before the questions even, because I think the teretz is the type, because I want to bring out that I think this is the translation of Rashi. What is Rashi want with the Chazina de Shokel? He already said that it's Nifnas Lefanei. And if he means to say it's a Vadi, not a Suffolk, it's not true, it is a Suffolk. Rashi himself says that it's a Suffolk. It's only Chazina de Shokel if it's Chometz. That's the loss of Rashi is if it's chometz, it's chazina de shokel. If it's matzah, it's not chazina de shokel. Same with Advan. Avada to suffolk. It's a suffolk chazina de shokel, but there's still a chaimir in chazina de shokel because it's not as it's a suffolk of was chazina de shokel, but that's not a suffolk of engel dovas life. Since I'm sad that it's chometz, I saw it go in, then it's not engel dovas life. So Mela, this is a regular suffix after you bite it.
Yeah. Rabbi?
Yeah.
B'nichas Abayis, if I knew Rabbi saying would have meant that you saw the chulda enter the house, but you don't necessarily see anything in its mouth. But
no. Rashi saying, if Rashi would have, Rashi wants to reference the Gemara Namad Aleph. Rashi already said Nifnas Lefanenu. Nifnas Labayis Lefanenu. So why do you say again Chazina de Shokel? Because he's reminding you of the Gemara Namad Aleph that the din of the Mishnah is by Loi Chazina de Shokel. By Chazina de Shokel, you don't have the din of the Mishnah. So he uses the language of Chazina de Shokel. It's a Shava Man Aleph and Amad Beis. Rashi's telling me, remember the Gemara Namad Aleph? The din of the ain chayshishin, the ain ladov asayif, that's only by loy chazina de shakol. Oh, chazina de shakol, you have to be baited. So here in the tzad that it's chametz, it's chazina de shakol. Yeah, not that it means something different than Nichnas Levayis Lefaneinu. It's the same. It's the same meaning, but he uses the language of an Aleph because he's telling he's referring to the din on an Aleph. So it says here in Rashi that even though we have a din in the Mishnah of Ein Chayshishin of Ein Ladov Asayif, but that the Ein Ladov Asayif is only by when the suffix is in the greatest chulda. But if the suffix is in something else, it's not in the greatest chulda. The suffix is in chametz or is in matzah, so then you don't have the Ein Ladov Asayif. Then it's a regular suffix. This is not like we said in Taisus and Amud Aleph. Taisus and Amud Aleph said. That if Sofik is Maitzi from Avada de Rabbanon, they said, if Sofik is Maitzi, Taisa has two sonim about it. But Taisa has said that if Sofik is Maitzi from Avada de Rabbanon, it's not Maitzi from Avada de Raisa, but it's Maitzi from Avada de Rabbanon. Taisa said, the Ri said, that if Sofik is Maitzi from Avada de Rabbanon, and if the Mishnah will be talking about where he was Mavatal, so we're only talking about the Rabbanon, we're only dealing with. With the Bdikas Chametz de Rabbanon, then even Chazina de Shokel wouldn't have to be Baitik. Because the Sofik, Achilo, would be Maitzi from the Vali de Rabbanon of there being Chametz in the house of Bdikas. We spoke at it at the time, Chayes Pella, what do you mean? Bdikas Chametz ala Sofik. Every Chametz is like that. Every Bdikas is like that. If you have a Chuld in the house, so every bdika, one you say, well, maybe there's no chametz in the house, and even if there is, maybe there's an achila. And even if you have other chametz in the house, but since you did bittul, it's only the rabbanon the chiyuv bdika beer. So the suffolk achila should be might see from avada the rabbanon. Our cloth of taisus holds that even though bdika's chametz was miskan ala suffolk, but not for things that the chulda brought in. Things that the chulda brought in don't have the tachanas of bdika. You have to get rid of that chametz anyway, because you have to go to chametz. You can't have chametz in Yashem. You have a lochli, but it doesn't go into the chametz of bdika with the chaymer of ala sofik niskan. So Megla, the rehel that even if I know for sure chazina is a shokel, I know for sure that the chulda brought chametz into the house. If bdika's chametz would be the rabbanon, if the mishnah would be talking about a case where he did bittul and bdika's chametz only the rabbanon, and if sofik we might see from a bari the rabbanon, then the sofik achelu we might see and he wouldn't have to be invited. In Taisus is a Mavur, that Taisus learned up the Mishnah that Ein Ladov Asayif means that not only is a Suffolk Gerer not included in the Takana Sabdika, even a Vade Gerer, whatever the Chulder brought in, is not included in the Takana Sabdika. You have to be rid of it anyway, but that goes with regular Gidre Suffolk. Suffolk might say, ain't Suffolk might see the Vade, but it's might see from a Vade der Abonin maybe, and it's might see from a Suffolk. You have to get rid of the Chometz, but it's not the Takana Sabdika la Suffolk. The Takana Sabdika la Suffolk wasn't said in regard to anything that the Chulder brings in. That's what we medayik from the Ri and Amud Aleph. And Rashi Bas is telling me not that way. Rashi Bas is telling me that there's a takonas bdika, that the din of the Mishnah exempts from takonas bdika the shash greiris chulda. The suffer greiris chulda, that's exempted from takonas bdika. But other sfeikas, even if they happen to be born in by a chulda, the chulda brought the suffer in. This is suffer chametz, suffer matzah. But who brought it in a chulda? That's nothing. I don't care how the chametz got here. So it was a chulda. A suffix is chulda zayin ladov asayif. But if the chulda brought something in, for sure, it was chazina de shakal, but it happens to be a suffix, that's not called zayin ladov asayif. That has the chaymer of the chanas abdik. So now, Taisa says Rashi, what happened to Sekhar Rabban Lukul? Taisa adds, Kiramina Besamach. What's Kiramina Besamach? So Taisa Ross explains. The next case in the Gemara. The next case in the Gemara, you have two tziburim, Echad Chametz Vechad Matzah. It's also 50-50 Sofik. And I know that one kicker from one tzibur went into one bias. And the kicker from the other tzibur went into the other bias. I don't know which one is which. And the Gemara says that with Pelin, that the chametz went into the house that's not boduk, and the chametz went into and the matzah went into the house that is boduk. Versus Haki Vitaila, it's not a silent deraisa. The Gemara said, no, because Chametz Derabanan, because Bevitl Be'alma Sagi. It's talking about you were Mevatl, it's a Seika Derabanan. Tyson the Stam Shop and Gemara, it's a Seika Derabanan Lekulu. So this is the same Seika Derabanan Lekulu. What's the difference between the two cases? That's Tyson's Kasha and Rashi. So Tyson answers on behalf of Rashi that this first case is talking about where he did not do it. The second case is talking about where he did Bittl, but this case is talking about where he didn't do it. Maisa in Rashi is very dochuk. Rashi is very dochuk. Rashi doesn't say that. And that by itself wouldn't be so terrible. Maybe Rashi doesn't say it because the next Gemara speaks it after Feresh. By the case of the Tutsiburim, the Gemara speaks after Feresh. It's a Chasveka der Aisa. The Gemara answered, no, there was Bittl, so it's a Chasveka der Rabbanan. So maybe where we're talking about Bittl, the Gemara speaks it after Feresh. Where the Gemara doesn't speak after Feresh, so then Mishpam is talking about without Bittl. But it's not true, because the next two cases in the Gemara, you have the case of Shnei Shvilim, the Gemara is Madamit to Shnei Shvilim, where you have one Tzibur with two Batim, belong to two different people, where they Bolushal Vosachas, the Bezeh Chazeh. Then you have the case of Sofik Al. In both those cases, the Gemara is Meikel, and Rashi learns Pshat from the Gemara because you were Mevatel and Sveikah Rabban Lekul. So Rashi learns the other Babas in the Gemara are all talking about with Bittl, and they're building on the fact that it's Bittl, and that's why Sveikah Rabban Lekul. That's why we're Meikel in the Sofik. If here the reason why it's different is because here you didn't do Bittl, so Rashi should have to speak it out. There's stomach Kippurushi that Rashi is that we're talking here with Bittl. And still no, you have to be by. So so the Shah is very humble. Why is this different than the next case? And then there's another question. At the end of the day, this is only a Sofik. Sofik Chacham and Sofik Matzah. Mechsa Mechsa. Why is the Sofik Achila? Why isn't the Sofik Achila Maitzi from the Sofik Chametz? So Pesach addresses this at the end of the Amud. And Taisa says that Kol Hani Babi, all these Gemaras are talking about a large, large kikara is that there's no tzar of achil. There's no safek achil. And the Torah passes is where halacha. The Torah Haka says that this din of the Mishnah by Teishu Tziburim is only talking about where you were not mevatel, so it's a sveka deraisa, and it's a big kicker, so there's no safek mitzvah de safek. I don't know if Rashi agrees to that. Because later on, by the Gemara, about Al Bodek Vleyaskoch, so the Achber Bod Chometzin, and I have to be Bodek. It's a case where I have to be Bodek, and I was Bodek, and I can't find it. I was Bodek top to bottom. I can't find it. So what do you do then? So Rashi over there said, so Umar says, so Rashi learns trapping where we're Mekel, but why are we Mekel? Nicely, you have a Chometz, you have a Chometz in your house. So Rashi says that we're totally to Achber Eidet. It's a big kicker. How could the Achmer eat it? It's ruchik that the Achmer ate it. It's a pretty big kicker, but it's not likely that he ate it, but he might have eaten it. All right, it's a tchukim. It doesn't say any of this in Rashi. It's Mashman Rashi that there is a tzad achil over here. So why do you say sofik maisim day sofik? So there's two kashas on Rashi. Why do you say sekad rabban lekulu, like in the next Gemara? And number two, why do you say that the Safak Achil is Maisi from the Safak Chametz? So the Chidushi Aran, he says in Mahalach, he doesn't say on behalf of Rashi, he says on behalf of himself, this is what he holds. By the way, the same question that we have in Rashi, at least the question about what's different from the first case and the second case, you have in the Rambam too. The Rambam, Teishit Sibur and Paskins, that you have to be by the by the second case with the two batim, he says you don't have to be bited. What's the difference? It's the same sake of the Rabban. Says the Kiddush Aran. In the first case, the Sofik was in the kicker before it went into the house. The Achber took the kicker, and I already have a Sofik. What it is? I have Teishut Siburim. I saw the Achber take. That's the case. That's why it's Kavua. I saw the Achber take the kicker, and I don't know which one he took. From which pile he took. So I have already a sofek before the kicker went into the house. And I can down in the kicker itself. Is it chametz? Is it matzah? Are you allowed to eat it? Are you not allowed to eat it? Sveikah deraisa l'chum, you're not allowed to eat it. So now we paskin that this is a kicker of chametz. Once we paskin that it's a kicker of chametz, then when it goes into the house, it's a kazadin of chazina de shokal, and a sofek achila doesn't help. And I'm going to tell you the whole Ram, and then we'll see what it means. In the second case, in the case of the two, of the where I have two piles, two chuldas, or two achabar, and two bat. And I don't know which achabar, which one we're. So he says there the suffix was not noled in the kicker. I saw the achbar take from one kick, from one tzipur. I know that one's chametz. I saw the achbar take in the other kicker. I know that that one is matzah. And then they went into the house, and I don't know which achbar went into which house. So he said, the latest hasafik is not in the kicker before it goes into the house. The latest hasafik is, did the kicker go into the house? So that's not chazina the shokal, and that's treated like a safik and sekad rabban lekulo. And Suffolk Achila could be made seem a day Suffolk also if you needed to, and so on. Okay. So Pstaran says, the chilik is, in the first case, I'm done on the kicker before he goes into the house. And I passed up that it's chametz. Le'inyin Achila, I passed up that it's chametz. Now I have to treat it l'chol dover, as chametz l'chol dover. Now when it goes into the house, I saw chametz going into the house. So there's no longer Sekhid Rabban Lekula, and there's no Sekhid Rabban Lekula. And there's no suffik makes me devadai, because it's called chazin in the shaka. What does kedusha ran mean? Is he telling me aloch and tzveikus that once you pass kind up l'gabi something l'gabi the issue the rice of chometz that you're not allowed to eat it, that it's chometz, so that's it. Now it's chometz, so that's it. L'chol. If I had some other suffik about it, I don't know. I mean. Maybe that means, I don't think that's what he means, but what I think maybe he means, there's some din in Hilchos Sekes, that if I paskin, if there was some deraisa dikashayla on this thing, on this chefza, and I paskin the chumrah, then now even if the rabban dikashayla has come up about it, but since I paskin the chumrah and the deraisa dikashayla, so the kilus is a achro, and even now if the rabban dikashayla has come up, I have to say that it's already, the shayla is already decided that it's issa. That's a very big bombshell. That's a very big bombshell. I don't know if that's true. I don't think that's true. You have a certain suffix. If it's negay to a deraisa, it's fake a deraisa lechuma. If it's negay to a derabon, it's fake a derabon lechuma. Mustam, we can find rice. I mean, it's a double portion of mustam. And that's not even lost in the Ran. That's not what the Ran says. The Ran doesn't say, since it's kepaskin, that it's a linyan chum. Listen, this linyan is rechilo. We paskin lechumra. So now it's like vade chumus lecholdover, and you can't say anymore sveika derabon, and you can't say anymore, you don't treat it anymore as a sofa. That's not what he says. He says, since we paskin on it, that it's chumet, so it has a din of chazina de shoko. It's just lost in the chazina de shoko. It has a din of chumets. It's kepaskin, that it's chumet, so it's vade chumets. So there's no suffolk achila because ain't suffolk moist with devada. It doesn't say that it's vaday. He says, since we decided that it's chometz, so it has dinim chazina de shok. Let me get the rhyme in front of me, just make sure I'm not misquoting. I'm looking at the wrong issue. This is the share. The fisher hilkin a chashas nefilas a sofik. The royin be'ezi inyan nafal. And kevin shalei nofal ha-sofik binyin b'dikas ha-bayis, ela b'gufa shalechem, v'nesem in ha-sofik, al kochenu af ha-bayis sorek b'dikas, do chazvin l'shenich n'shom namu d'mitzvah b'achid. See what more b'emes. The Ran is a whole akdoma. He says, all of the cases in the Gemara, he says, they all revolve around the following. The Gemara said in Amin Aleph, there's a difference between chazina d'shokal and loy chazina d'shokal. As even the shuttle, you have to be baidik lech, as even the shuttle, don't have to be baidik. He says, then all of the babas of this of the that we're going to learn now are all just discussing what's called chazina de shakal and what's not called chazina de shakal. That's the Hakdama Sarah. And then he said, so the first case is called chazina de shakal, because since the suffix was neifel on the chumas before we went into the house, so that's called chazina de shakal. Whereas in the second case, where the suffix was neilud when it went into the house, that's called loy chazina de shakal. Doesn't sound like he's saying it's a general din about hilchas fakus. He's saying a din in chazina de shakal. I think the Rana is a pshat. It says with what we said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling me you say when were they misakin and which sfeikas were they misakin b'dikah. So the Mishnah says on the suffix of loy chazina de shakal, they were not misakin b'dikah. By chazina de shakal, they were misakin b'dikah, and once they misakin b'dikah, it's even on a suffix. So they're on. So what's the chiluk in the first case and the second case? Is the first case is called chazina de shakal. Why is it chazina de shakal? Because the suffix was neifel on the kikah before it went into the house. Since the suffix was neifel on the kikah before it went into the house, and we decided that it's chometz. So now when it goes into the house, I see chometz going into the house. And that's called chazina de shakal, and now it's the takanas of dikah. And now I don't ask anymore, I say kadir abon lekula. It's chazina de shakal. Bdik is always ala sofik. Every time, every bdik is ala sofik. Maybe the shamash didn't drop anything in the wine cellar. And it's a sveka derabonim, because I did bittel sveka derabonim lekulu. It's not called the sveka derabonim. Chazaru misaklam bdik ala sofik. The same way the place can say, what if you don't find any chametz? You weren't makayim, this is bdikah. The mitzvah is to be bdik, because maybe there's chametz. That's the mitzvah. So here... But they weren't always misakin. The Mishnah says, "En chayshin ein l'dov asayif." By various chulda, not always were they misakin b'dika. But if I have something that I already passed that it's chometz, and I see it going into the house, that triggers that it's a chazin. That triggers a chiyuv b'dika. That's called chazin d'shal. Mashenkin. In the second case, I don't know if I saw chometz going into. I saw something going into the house. I didn't have any sekas. I really knew which one is which. I didn't have any sekas. I knew this is the chametz tikkakika. This is the matzah tikkakika. Now I don't know if the chametz tikkakika went into the house, but I don't know which achbar went into this house. So that's I saw when the achbar took. I saw Mickey took the chametz and Minnie took the matzah. I have no sekas. But then I don't know which who went into this house. Was it Mickey? Was it Minnie? That's not called chazina d'shakal. That doesn't trigger a chiyuv d'ikah. It's also very gishmak with this, right? But I think it's not exactly Rashi. But the way the Ran is saying it, the Nekuda is, I already passed on it that it's chometz before we went into the house. So the Mela, I see chometz going into the house, that's called chazina de shakal. The Lashon Rashi is not the way. The Lashon Rashi is, the nifes of Eis lefaneinu, v'lo yadinon, I chometz shakal, v'keve de chazina shichem anu lifteg, I dilma matzah shakal. It's Matthew and Rashi. The Ran says it's called Chazina de Shokol because I already passed that it's Chometz. So now I have Linyan Achilu, let's say, but Lamais, I passed that it's Chometz. So now I see Chometz going into the house. That's called Chazina de Shokol. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says if it's Chometz, then it's Chazina de Shokol. I still know that I still have a, it might be Matzah. I'm not Machri anything. Rashi doesn't say we decided that it's Chometz and therefore it's called Chazina de Shokol. We don't know. It might be Chometz, it might be Matzah. But if it's chometz, it's a chazina de shakal. So it's not exactly the Ran, but I think we could use the Ran and plug it into Rashi. Rashi's a little bit of different word. Rashi says no, it's still a suffix, but it's not a suffix greiras chulda. It's a suffix. What is this kikar? That's what Rashi means. If it's chometz, it was a chazina de shakal. If it's not chometz. So it's still a suffix. There was no, Rashi doesn't learn there's some hachra over here. We already decided that it's chometz, linyan nisrachilo. No, it's still a suffix. But my suffix is not, was there a greater schulda? My suffix is, that would be loy chazina de shakal. Loy chazina de shakal means, I don't know if the chulda was greater. My suffix is in the greater schulda. Here, I don't have a suffix in the greater schulda. I know there was a greater schulda. This kicker, I know the chulda brought into the house. My suffix is in the kicker. That's called chazina, that's not a steer to chazina de shakal. That's if it's chometz, and then it's chazina de shakal. And if it's not chometz, it's not chometz. But it's not a sofa greira. So it's kahala sveikas, and it has the takanas bikur. But we could use the Ran's distinction. That in this first case. In this first case, I know there was a Gerer because I know the kicker on which I have the suffix for sure went into the house. So my suffix is not in the Gerer. My suffix is in the kicker. That's called, that's not Ein L'dover Seif. That's a suffix, that's a regular suffix. And on that they were misakim because a suffix promise went into the house. You have to be bait. Mashayin, in the second case with the two mice, in the second case, my suffix not in the kicker. Okay, I know which kicker is which. And then there's some moment when they go into the house and I lose track and I know which one went in. There my suffix is not in the kicker. My suffix is, did the chametz go into, I know it's the chametz. But I lost out, for a moment I lost out of the chametz and I don't know if it went into the house. That's a suffix greira. A suffix greira is the end of the safe. And a suffix greira, they weren't misakim dik. That's why in the second case already, there's no takanas b'dikah. I'll ask me, so what's the Gemara's kasha? What does Gemara have to come out to say to Rabban Lakula? The Gemara should just say it's a suffer gray and a suffer gray, they weren't misakim b'dikah. The answer is bullshit. The Gemara, in the second case, the Gemara is being done, not in that takanas b'dikah, the Gemara is being done by Rabbi Motzi itself. What about, but the Maisel is a suffer that Bchamut went into the house. So what happened to Rabbi Motzi? Not like a regular Ein Chayshish that I don't even have a latest of Suffolk. Here I have a latest of Suffolk. I have a mouse went into the house, and I only have two mice. And one of them went into this house, one of them went into the other house. There's a Suffolk. Fine, Takon is Dika you don't have, because they were a Misak and Dika and a Suffolk there. But what about Bayrobe Motse? It's still a Suffolk Bayrobe Motse. So I no, because for Bayrobe Motse, it'll be Al Masagi. So that's a sacred Ramon. But Takonis Bika, that wouldn't help me because Takonis Bika is Niskan al Sofik. But here you don't have a Takonis Bika because this is a case of Loi Chazina de Shakal. So with this word Chazina de Shakal, Rashi is answering the Pesach's Kash. How come in the first case we say, well, if it's a Sofik, yeah, you do have to be baited. And in the second case, we say, if it's a Sofik, fake it about the Kula. Because in the first case, if it's Chazina de Shakal, in the first case, so the Ranav said a different Nusuf. He said, in the first case, the Sofik was on the kicker, we already paskin. So we already passed in that it's chometz. It's called chazina d'shokol. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says no. It's only chazina d'shokol on the tzad that it's chometz. But Rashi would say, and not so far from the Ran, but since the suffix was already on the kicker, so no, it's no longer a suffix greira. It's a suffix in the kicker. A suffix in the kicker. It's a suffix in the kicker. That kicker for sure went into the house. It's not a suffix greira. The suffix is not in the greira. My suffix is not. Was a chulda greira or something? Sorry, was the chulda greira chometz into the house? The suffix is this thing that the chulda was going into the house. Is it chometz or is it matzah? Rashi holds that's already called chazina d'shakal. I mean, it's a suffix chazina d'shakal, but a suffix chazina d'shakal is still. It's the wrong way to say it. Is it? It's not. It's a. The suffix is not in the greira. The suffix is it chometz and then it's chazina d'shakal, or maybe it's not chometz at all. So that's kecholas fakus. So that has takonas b'dikah. In the second case, my suffix is in the greira. That's suffix in the greira. For that, that's not chazina d'shakal. If it's not chazina d'shakal, it's not takanas b'dikah. The gemara is busy, but what about b'alei rabbi motzi? It's not the gemara. Second rabbanon l'kul. Mainly, I think it's also miyushud that the ain suffix meisim the issue of suffix meisim v'de suffix. If it's only suffix, why isn't the suffix achila meisim? The Ran, by the way, in the Kedusha Ran, he also asked that question. He says, how come suffix over here is not meisim v'de suffix? And he doesn't answer like Taisa that it's a big kicker. He brings Taisa, says it's rochel. Taisa the Ran says with his yisoid, when you have it, when there's a chazina de shakal, suffix achila doesn't help. Meaning when there's a dakon is a bdika, suffix achila doesn't help. Every bdika has a suffix achila. So what? So al derech zeh and Rashi. Over here, what is that? What? You can't say suffix meisim v'de suffix over here. Because it's chazina de shakal. And the tzad that is chometz is chazina de shakal. Once it's chazina de shakal, then there's no suffix achila is irrelevant. They were misakim tika. What's going to? There's no. They were misakim tika la sofer. In the second case, yeah, in the chenami, in the second case, you can say sofer meitzim himself. You don't need to because sefer rabban l'kul anyway. In the chenami, if you want to, the gemara could have said sofer meitzim himself in the second case. The gemara is more positive to sefer rabban. The gemara is having meaning was. Oh, you can still ask a question. We're still asking Kasha. I don't know what the Ram's going to do with this. In the second Gemara, where the Gemara says, why? It's not like Truma. Truma is the sake of their abundant. Here it's the sake of their Isa. So why did the Gemara answer? Yeah, the sake of their Isa, but Suffolk's might seem to be Suffolk. Suffolk Achilles might seem to be Suffolk. There's no Chazin of the Shokel. In the second case, that's what the Ram also says. In the second case, there's no Chazin of the Shokel. We're saying in Rashi also, in the second case, there's no Chazin of the Shokel because the Suffolk is in the Knesset in the first place. So that's why the Gemara is not being damaged after Kohen said Zika. It's only being damaged by Rabbi Imatz. So the Gemara is damaged to Truma. Why is it like Truma? Truma is the Rabbanan. By Rabbi Imatz is the Isa. Why didn't the Gemara answer? Yeah, by Rabbi Imatz is Taka the Isa. But it's a Suffolk by Rabbi Imatz. A Suffolk Achil is Maisi from a Suffolk by Rabbi Imatz. That every day I don't know what to do. Not in Rashi nor in the Rashi. And the Ram is prepared to say we're talking about a smoke kicker. And Rashi, I don't know. For sure. I mean, I think Rashi later on is Mashi, we're talking about a smoke kicker. The Ram learns prepared we're talking about a smoke kicker. And that's all Ram's kunst. No, but by the way, in the first case, it's Chazir de Shokal, so there's a Takon Zdiko, so I don't care about Safa Gachilo. No, but what about the second case? The Ram himself says the second case is not Chazir de Shokal. So if it's not Chazir de Shokal, why does he have to come out to speak at the bottom? Typically, that this is Safa Gachilo. Second case, Gavna Tanyona, since we don't know Lidomi to the first case, because Lenopala Sofik Balechem, Kaidim Shenichnas Labayas, El Ian Dika Thomas Bilvadu Shenopala Sofik. They're Patalina Lakula, like Beshtek Kupis. I don't know. Sorry, that Nakuda is Sachi. Yeah, Taisus asked Rashi. Let's go to Taisus. By the way, it's Gavaldik Mudu. Taisus is not Nichad any of this. Taisus asked Rashi, why don't you say Svekad Rabban and Lakul in the first case, the same as the case, and that's the second case. Taisus is not Nichad, not to the Chiluk of the in the Ran's Nusuch, not to the Chiluk in Rashi's Nusuch. Both the Pirashi and the Fidaran, the bottom line is the difference in the first case and the second case is the first case is Chazin of the Shokel. The second case is Loi Chazin of the Shokel. The difference between Rashi and the Ran is that the Ran, the way the Ran says it is, the first case, since I already paskened that it's Chometz, Lini and Yisra Achilo, so now I treat it as Chometz going to the house, and that's called Chazin of the Shokel. Rashi, not the way. Rashi says it's only Chazin of the Shokel if it's Chometz. It might very well be Matzah. But what's called Chazin of the Shokel. Because Lefi Rashi, the definition of Chazina de Shokal is that my Suffolk is not in the Gerera. If my Suffolk is in the Gerera, was it Gerera? That's like Chazina de Shokal. I don't know if there was a Gerera. If I don't know if there's a Gerera, Ein L'Davar Soif. For that kind of Suffolk, they weren't Misakim. They weren't Misakim B'dika. But Chazina de Shokal means my Suffolk is not in the Gerera. My Suffolk is elsewhere. But I know there was a Gerera. I have other Sveikas. But the Gerera I know happened. So that's the suffix. That's Yesh L'Dov HaSoif. And that they were Misakim Dikla. So that's what Rashi says. I may have a suffix over here. I don't know if it's Chometz or it's Matzah. But if it's Chometz, it definitely got dragged into the house. So that's not a suffix greater. That's a suffix tam. A suffix tam they were Misakim Dikla for. The difference between the first case and the second case, the first case is a Chazina de Shokal Dikla case. The second case is the loichazin in the shakal took a case. And place not nicha dani lis chiluk and places yes and rashi. What's the difference in the first case and the second case? That place the shitosa. Because we saw in Taisus on Amar Aleph that Taisus holds that even by Chazina de Shokol Mamish, Gureiris Chulda doesn't have a Takonis Bikl. It's just that if Chazina de Shokol ain't Sofa Kamaisim de Vade, so you have to get rid of the Chomets, not after Takonis Abdikl. You have Vade Chomets in the house, and there's a Sofa Kachila, ain't Sofa Kamaisim de Vade. And if it would be a Vade de Rabbonin, then maybe Sofa would be Maisi from a Vade de Rabbonin. It's Taisus and Amar Aleph learns that when the Mishnah says they weren't Misakim Bdika and Gerus Chulda, that doesn't mean they weren't Misakim Bdika and a Sofa Gerus Chulda. They weren't Misakim Bdika for Gerus Chulda at all. Gerus Chulda, that's like noise. You just ignore it. As far as Takonis Bdika is concerned, anything that the Chulda dragged in, we can ignore. Forget Takonis Bdika. If it's Chomish in the house, you have to worry about it Mitzad Atzmai. And now we have Gdorim. Ain't Sofik Maitzi Devadai. And maybe from Avadai Derabon and Sofik is Maitzi and the Chain Halo. But as far as the chiddush of the Mishnah that they weren't misakin b'dikah because ain't l'dover soif, Taisus learned that means that they weren't misakin b'dikah for greater schulda because ain't l'dover soif. Like that, it makes no difference whether it was chazin or shokol or not. The whole chazin or shokol is only the chesekus. Sofik is meitzim is sofik, sofik is not meitzim devada. The takonis of b'dikah has nothing to do. So Mele, Taisus not fail. Who cares? The first case is chazin or shokol. The second case is not chazin or shokol. They're both chesekus. And shekad rabban and the kulu. Takonis b'dikah. There's no takonis bdika in a gerus chulda, and anything that the cat dragged in, there's no takonis bdika. I used to shitos them, not nicha. Then it is chiluk. It's very gishma. Okay, so Taisus asked like this. The sigmund, the way Taisus asked the kashas, he sets up the kashas is, first he asks, Seker Rabban Lekulu. Like the second case in the Gemara says, Seker Rabban Lekulu. Answers the re, maybe the first case is talking about where he was not Mavat. Different cases. The second case is with Bittul, the first case is without Bittul. Like Taisus, but it's still Shreer, well, let's stell the bias on a cheskes baduk. And that kasha Taisus remains with, and therefore Taisus goes away from Rashi. Pshat and Gemara does. We're talking about eating the chametz, not b'dikel. So the b'dikin Taisus. That Taisus boduk helps, even when you were even for bar yoba imotzi deras. The concept of Taisus boduk Taisus has later on in the sugya. He learns by shnei shvilim, and the concept of Taisus boduk we saw Taisus reason into the Gemara. The third case in the Gemara, we have one tzibur, two batim, and the Achmer came, took it into one of the two batim. So Reuven's bias and Shimon's bias. So if Reuven comes separately and Shimon comes separately, so each one we say that it's mutter. But if they come together, then we can't be making. The Rashi learns why we make it all. It's a suffix if chametz went into the house. So Rashi learns because you did bittul, shekhar rabban l'kulu. Taisus not nicha to learn that way. We don't know why for sure. Taisus learns it because we sell the bias in a chazok. I suggested yesterday, why didn't Taisus learn al seker rabban l'kulu? Taisus also holds all these gemaras we're talking about with bittul. So I said that maybe Taisus holds that in a seker rabban and it doesn't in the din of seker rabban l'kulu, it doesn't matter if there's bar lishul b'vasachas or b'zechazeh. You can't be mekel with the seker rabban if you have two houses. They're both going to be mekel seker rabban. In if you have a birur of chazaka, so that as long as we ignore it, as long as we're only asking on one, we can say, well, for you, we have a birur of chazaka. And then the other one comes for you, we also have a birur of chazaka. Yeah, if they come together, then we can't do it. Maybe that's only the Rabban even. The way there. Akapanim, the concept of shtelling a chazaka, Taisus reads into the Gemara later on, the third case. And by Suffolk Al-Taisus gets bogged down. Why is there no Suffolk Baduk over there? But in this Taisus is a bigger Kiddush. Because in this Taisus it says, those Gemaras are talking about maybe we did Bittul. Here Taisus is suggesting that you did not do Bittul. We're talking about Dika Deraisa. And Taisus still says, but there's a Cheskes Baduk. When Taisus, the Cheskes Baduk works for Bayroba Yomotsu Deraisa. In Taisus HaRosh, it says different. The Taisus HaRosh sounds very, starts, it's very similar to Taisus, but the Seder Norm is different. The Taisus HaRosh answers and asks you two questions. He says, A, Seder Norman Lekuma. Number two, there's a Cheskes Bodok. And he said, but you slay man, maybe it's talking about you didn't do Bittul. It's almost the same, but it's a world of difference. In Taisus HaRosh is mashma, that's a teretz for both kashas. You didn't do Bittul, by Yobay Matsu Deraisa, so that takes off, there's no Seder Norman Lekuma. Again, it's a Deraisa. And it also takes off the problem of Cheskes Bodok. It's Cheskes Bodok, is he being done in Bdikas Chometz, I'm a din of Bdikas Chometz. But I'm by Rabbi Motzi, Cheskes Bodok has nothing to say. Taisus, that we have the Taisus, is Mavur, Chariah, it's Mavur. Let's say it's Labdaka. When we have the Taisus, it sounds like the Kasha of Cheskes Bodok is even if it's Leibid. Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. I'm not 1,000% sure. Now, if I didn't have a Taisus Rosh, I wouldn't say it. But now that I have a Taisus Rosh, it's Masada the Kashas otherwise, then it's not so. Maybe this void Kosh is going back on before the Mir Yishlem. Maybe the Lashon Taisus is not so Maduik exactly. Maybe the Seder of the Kashas should really be the two Kashas with the Yishlem Rambo. It's not to say that way, you don't have a right to say, but if in Taisus HaRosh, Taisus HaRosh is a version of Taisus. If in Taisus HaRosh is that way, so maybe that's how it would have been Taisus too. But look at that. But you know, so if you would, I wouldn't stake $1 million that the way we have in Taisus is bedafka. Given that Taisus HaRosh is otherwise, you know, that's available and maybe it's lavdafka. The way we have it. Maybe the more meduyik the Taisus, the more meduyik the conversion is the way it is in Taisus HaRosh. Again, you have to stress, all these Taisus in Taisus HaRosh, Taisus Ben Peretz, Taisus, they're all different editions of Taisus. They're not different Svarim entirely. So maybe that version is more meduyik, and this version is less meduyik. But let's assume we'll be conventional, and we'll assume that it's meduyik in Taisus, the way it is. So then it's Hakan Alek Taisus HaRosh. It means Machlekes. Taisus HaRosh holds Cheskes Bodok works for the Bdika Derabanan, but it doesn't speak to Bal Yerubay Motzei Deraisa. And at Taisus holds that Bal Yerubay Motzei, that Cheskes Bodok speaks to Bal Yerubay Motzei Deraisa. Now in Svara, Taisus is very Shver. In Svara, Taisus HaRosh, I understand very well. Bdika's Chometz is indeed on the bias. Is the bias Chayavim Bdika. So Cheskes Bodok could tell me the house is Bodok. The house, we were Bodok the house. So now the house has Cheskes Bodok. You want to say this? Nuchi Yibdik or Mechates? But if you didn't do Bittul, the need is not on the house. The need is on you. Are you everybody all by Motzi? What does Cheskes Bodok have to do with that? So the house is Bodok, but maybe you're everybody all by Motzi. So I have to say, this is how to speak out. Think of a Chalim talks about another that the Chazaka here is not so much that the house is Bodok, even though it's language places. The Chazaka is that I already checked that my Rishus has no Chometz. This is by Rabbi Motzi is to have Chometz in my Rishus. Well, I checked, and last I checked, my Rishus did not have Chometz. So the chazaka is that my rishus still has no chometz, and therefore I'm not over by Rabbi Motzi. It's called the cheskes bodok. The chazaka is not that it's bodok. It's called the cheskes bodok because if I wasn't bodok, I wouldn't have a chazaka that's no chometz in my rishus. Maybe there was always chometz in my rishus. Cheskes bodok means last time I checked, my rishus had no chometz. So the chazaka is that my rishus still has no chometz. Okay, so that sounds good, actually. Maybe that's fine. It sounds like a fine chazaka. But it's very not poshut, because that would be a fine chazaka if Taisus held like the Ramban, like those who like the Ramban's base medrash, that even on chometz that you own, it has to be in your shusvita of everybody or by emotion. But the ma'aseh, we know the Taisus in Davdalad, Taisus rather in Davov, but Yichud Le'Bayis is Mashma, but only by Goyish Chometz is there a din that it has to be in your, that if it's in the Goyish Rishus, you're not even. But these Chomin Shul Yisrael, it's Mashman Taisis, it's more Mufurish than other Baliyat Taisis, Taisis made of parents, that other versions of Taisis, that if it's even by Chomin Shul Yisrael, it does not have to be in his Rishos. It could be in the street, or it could be Mufkud by a guy. You're Avram by Rabbi Matzah. Hem Tishal Goy, that you're Mekabal Achray, is on there, is a Tanai that it has to be not Yichud Lebayas. It has to be Matzah Yetzlein. But there's also a Tanai by Hem Tishal Yisrael. Well, let's just comment over here. The emes is tamakasha. Where's the bayomets in there? I say it's chomet shel hefker. Chomet shel hefker. You know how you even? It's not my chomets. It's not my chomets. So what do I care if it came into my house? It's chomet shel hefker. What does bittel do? Taisus holds that the whole bittel is mishum hefker. So what's the big doodle of bittel? I make it hefker. No, but it's in your house. There it says it doesn't matter if it's in your house. But if it's hefker, you're not able. So what do I get that the Achmer brought in chametz over here? But it's the Hefka. Why? In the Gemara, it's Kashmir Gemara. The Gemara says that if not for the bitl, it will be a deraisa. The bitl makes it a derabbanu. Why is it a deraisa? Chametz shel hefker came into my ass. Where's the Bar Yehuda Matzah? Elamai, maybe he'll tell me that it's my chametz. Maybe the tziburim were my tziburim. Just I spoke to yesterday, and the tzibur, my tzibur. So then, who cares? So then, even if they don't come into the house, I'm everybody, Rabbi Matzah, because Taisa Shita is that even that on Yiddish Chometz, you're wherever it is. So what does it matter if it came into the house or not? Look after the deraisa. Even for the Shem Yom Alochli, the Rabbanon makes a difference, but in the deraisa, it makes no difference. I have Chometz wherever it is. Elamai, maybe we'll say the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says by Maskin Seicher that if Chametz comes into my Rishos before Pesach, even though it's near Pesach, it's Maskin Seicher, we're talking about Yidal in the morning. But if Chametz comes into my Chotzer and it's Hefker, my Chotzer is kind for me. So apparently it's a Schus. It's Kiddush, that's called a Schus, but that's the Magen Avraham. So maybe that's what we'll say over here, that this Chametz is Hefker. Maybe it never had a Bailam, if it had a Bailam, Yayish, it's a Vudimenu Kalodam, and some we could say that at least the kicker that the Achmed took is Hefka. Some of the Vudimenu Kalodam, Achmed takes it. And now it comes to my Chotz, so my Chotz is Chaynet. So that's already there, Isa. But then, what's the Chazoka? How does Chazoka tell me that didn't happen? The Zalka tells me that my chutz, that the chametz didn't come into my house, that my chutz should be kainet. That's not the chazaka. Chazaka could tell me that my mikveh didn't change, it's still molay. Chazaka could tell me that the psula is still a psula. Chazaka could tell me that the chutzer is still not that the chutzer is still not a chutzer that has bayor b'motzeh. That my Rishus doesn't have Bayor by Motzer. The Chotzer could tell me that a Maisa Kinyan, that something didn't walk into my Chotzer and get a Maisa Kinyan. If there's a Sayel Shad, if a Tzvi went into my Chotzer was Kainit, Tzvi Shomer. So we're going to tell, it's Chazoka, there wasn't a Tzvi here before, but some of the Tzvi never walked in. It's not Chazoka. Chazoka can't tell me that a Maisa never happened. Chazoka can tell me the status of something didn't change. So if you bring down the status of my Rishus for Bayor by Motzer, I can say the status didn't change. I was, my Rishos was by your own, free before, and it still is. But Chazaka can't say that my Chotzer wasn't kind of Chometz, and then it became Chometz, my Chometz, and then I'm over in the Chometz wherever it is. So I'm not sure what's going on in this Taisus. Well, what is this? The Taisus Rosh, I understand Gevaldik. I forget, that's the Pshat in Taisus Rosh. Taisus Rosh said, for by your own, the Chazaka is irrelevant. It's relevant to Chayvah's Bdika. You have a Chayvah's Bdika in the house. So there's a Chazoka, the house is Bodo. But the Bayor, there's nothing to say. But again, this is why maybe it's not so terrible. Maybe it's really not far-fetched that the Taisus is Lavdavka. It really should be like in the Taisus Rosh. Because then it's a share Taisus, the way Taisus is Masadarit by us. But if we're gonna maintain the Seder the way Taisus has it, then the only Eitzah that I could see is to say that Taisus holds like Rashi, like the Goyim ascribes to Rashi, that Hem to Shul Yisrael Yoiver, even if it's not yours, but only if it's in Yerushus. And we'll say that these Siburim are old Siburim, Yiddish Siburim. Maybe it's the Yerushuba Yisrael. And Mimela. So then, this is Shalav Bar. So then, the going into my Rishus precipitates Bar Rabbi Yemotze. So that could have to be a chazaka. Last I checked, my Rishus was not in a state of Bar Rabbi Yemotze. My Rishus, my Gvul Echad was without chametz. So there's a chazaka that my Gvul is still without chametz. It's a chiddush to say that Rashi holds that Tosfos holds like Rashi. That is very, it's got a very geschmack. Tosfos, I don't know what Tosfos Rosh holds on this issue. But Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, you have different versions of Tosfos. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in Daf Dalet, by Masker and Seicher, was mefurish that the Masker is over Bar Rabbeinu, not the Seicher. It means that you're not over on Chem Tzishol Yisrael and Yerushas. So it's very meduyik that Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz by us is more like the Tosfos Harosh. He has Cheskes Baduk, but he has it in later Gemaras. Where I don't know if Chometz, he has it in the later Gemaras where we're talking about Mishnei Shvilin. He has Cheskes Baduk in the Sugya, but there could be that we're talking about with Bittul. He lived also. There were some, all the cases are with Bittul. But in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz that corresponds to this Tosfos, so he goes more like Tosfos Rosh. He asks, he doesn't even ask about Cheskes Baduk. He just says, maybe it's a, why do you say Shvekar Rabban Lekula? He asks in Rashi, Shvekar Rabban Lekula. And he says, V'yesh Leimar, that we're talking about, you didn't do Bittul. He doesn't say a word about the Cheskes Baduk. Where did Cheskes Baduk go? Some of the Tosfos Rosh. Once you're telling me that you didn't do Bittul, it's a deraisa, so Cheskes Baduk is irrelevant. That's very geshmak. Tosfos made a parish to Shitosi. Taka doesn't hold old beferish, not like Rashi. But this Tosfos, again, if we'll say that the Tosfos is the way it is correct, which I'm increasingly unsure about, but if we'll say that this Tosfos is Taka Chayla kind of Tosfos Rosh, and the Seder Dvarim is Bedavka, so then I think this Tosfos has to hold like Rashi. Maybe I think there's a Revach. As yesterday asked the Kasha, Tosfos has this concept of Cheskes Baduk. So we have four cases that we're talking about. There's more cases later, but right now we're talking four cases in the Gemara. We have the case of Teshit Tziburim. We have the case of the Tziburim with the two batim, with the Gemara where we say Shani Omer. That's where the Gemara says Shvekin Rabban Lekula. We have the case of Shnei Shvilin. We have one Tzibur went into two houses. The Gemara says, well, were they bolish of Azachas or Bezachazeh? And then we have the case of Sofak Al. Tosfos addresses Cheskes Baduk in case number one, number three, and number four. Teshit Tziburim, Tosfos asks, where did this Cheskes Baduk? Kashan Rashi. If we reject Rashi Pshat, it's still about eating the chametz. Case number three, by the Shnei Shvilin, that's Tosfos Mokar for Cheskes Baduk. Whereas Madame to Shnei Shvilin, that you could put it that if they came Lisho Bavzeh, so each one we stole in Cheskes Taira. He says, what's the comparison to us? It must be that each one we stole in a Cheskes Baduk. And case number four, Sofak Al, Taisi Asakasha, what happened to Cheskes Baduk? Taisi is Miss Alim from case number two. We have two Batim, Echad Baduk, Echad Eshaini Baduk, and you have two Tziburim, and we don't know which one went into which house. And the Gemara says, Fake the Rabbani, where is, how can we? It's a shaker der Isa. So Mar says shaker der Bon Lakul. But it's mashman and Mara, because he did Bittul. It's mashman and Mara, that if he did not do Bittul, then it'd be shaker der Isa. Then both houses would need Dikul. Why do both houses need Dikul? Shaker der, if I shaker der Isa Lakhumer, but there's a Cheskes Baduk. And the Peter Tosfos Rosh, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and that's fair. Cheskes Baduk doesn't help for their Isis. But by Rabbi Motzi Cheskes Baduk has nothing to say. But Tosfos holds that Cheskes Baduk works even for Rabbi Motzi. So how do you know in the case of So how do you learn the Gemara about the Shtei Kupas? So I thought, say a trap. These two batim, in the case of Shtei Kupas, who do they belong to, one person or two? In the other cases, there's only one house. Patients, you boom, there's only one house. The case of Sofik Al, there's only one house. There are two cases where there are two houses. Case number two and case number three. The case number three, the words Mechal, Bo Lishul Bezeh Hazeh, Bo Lishul Bevasachas. So that's clearly talking about two different people. So did they come to ask the Shail at the same time or at different times? If it was one person, I don't think by one person he could be Bo Lishul Bezeh Hazeh. So the case number three is two houses. But what about case number two? You have two houses. One is Boduk and one is not Boduk. And I have two tziburim. And one mouse took into one house and the other house took into the other house. And I would like it to be that the chometz went into the house that's not Boduk and the matzah went into the house that's Boduk. So how many people do these houses belong to? I don't know for sure. It could be that it was two people. But it could very well be that it was one person. One person who would like it that his house that's Boduk should get the matz, should get the matz, and his house, his ainabod, should get the chametz. Akabonim, it very well could be that it's one person. Maybe there's no reason to think even that it's two people. Why isn't in the third case, it has to be two people because it's the Gemara's Mechalik, Bolushul, Bazar, Chazer, or Bavasachas. That's the point. That we're Mechalik, Bolushul, Bazar, Chazer, Bavasachas. But in case number two, it's not relevant that two houses belong to two different people. They could belong to one person. If the two houses belong to one person, then there's no chazkas, but then chazok is irrelevant. Then under the rice of chazok has nothing to say. If we're talking about the rabbonon, chayvus bdika in the house, this house has a chazkas bodnik, this house doesn't have a chazkas bodnik. But if you're talking under the rice of bali rabbi motzei, is there a chazok that there's no chometz in my rishus? I know that there's chometz in my rishus. The nidin is on me. Am I a rabbi rabbi motzi? So what's the chazaka b'chal? So we're explaining. The chazaka is because chem shishul yisrael, I'm only over if it's in my rishus. And there's a chazaka. Last I checked, my rishus didn't have chametz. So there's a chazaka that my rishus doesn't have chametz. Here, I know my rishus has chametz because I have two houses and the chametz went into one of them. My rishus has chametz. I'm over by rabbi motzi. I'm back over by rabbi motzi. The question is, but I have to do bdika. So I would like to do bdika in this house and not have to do another bdika in the house that I already did bdika. So that chazok I can't talk to. Their chazok is taki relevant. Chazok can't say, this rishus has chometz. This rishus that I already checked. Chazok can't say, I have a rishus, a big rishus. And this half of my rishus I was baidik, the other half of rishus I wasn't baidik. Chazaka can't say, chazaka, that this part of my rishus doesn't have chametz. Only that part of my rishus doesn't have chametz. If the needing would be on the bias itself or on the rishus itself. So maybe chazaka could say, this part is baidik, this part is not baidik. But if the needing is on me, am I over by Rabbi Motzi? So I want to be machriya, I'm not over by Rabbi Motzi because there's a chazaka that my rishus doesn't have chametz. But here my rishus has chametz. So I'm for sure everybody will be Motzi. So what is the Chazaka going to say? So that's why in the second case, Tyson doesn't bring in, doesn't bring up Chazaka. But the point is, if the chazok is legabi by Rabbi Motzi, the Rabbi Motzi doesn't care where the chometz is in my rishus. It's irrelevant. If I have chometz in my rishus, I'm over by Rabbi Motzi. So you can't have a chazokah that hazaka that I'm not over by Rabbi Matzi from there. If I'm over by Rabbi Matzi, it's from here. That's not a chazaka. If the needle will be on the bias itself, midrabanan, chayvus bdika derabanan, then yeah, this bias needs bdika. This bias doesn't need bdika. This bias has a chesed bodok. This bias doesn't have a chesed bodok. But if we're talking about my by Rabbi Matzi, so I could have a chazaka that I'm not over by Rabbi Matzi because my rishus was clean before. My rishus is still there. So mistama, I'm still okay. But I can't have a chazaka that the chametz went into the place that if chametz came, it came into the place that I already checked. So may the dear chesed bodok as well. Yeah. Hey, come, it's all assuming that the lashon of Taisus is meduk the way we have. Taisus Harosh is fairish not the way. Taisus Ben Aparetz is the meduk not the way. We'd have to say it doesn't make sense unless we say that Taisus holds like Rashi that Yoyver and Chemtz Shul Yisrael. That's a very big chiddush. Taisus holds like Rashi. I mean, the guy says Rashi holds the way, so it's not so terrible that Taisus holds the way. But still, given that we saw other Bali Taisus were Pshita, they held Pshita's not the way by Mask and Sefer. We saw Taisus and the parents said for Dovah Poshev that the neither one over. Taisus and the parents said for Dovah Poshev that the Mask is over, not the Sefer. The Mask is over, because it's his promise. The Mask is over. So it's a chiddush to say that the Taisus holds like Rashi. But okay, but a kapanim. If Taisus is meduyik, if they say that Rabbi Taisus is meduyik, then he has to hold like Rashi, I think. And the Rebbe Chizam, and Melech, it's good also why by Shtei Kupus he wasn't busy with Cheskes Bava. If he turns around to Peretz, by Shtei Kupus, we don't care about Cheskes Baduk because Marashacha. If you did not do bittul and it's a sveika deraisa, cheskes bodok has nothing to say. And if you didn't do bdika, if you didn't do bittul, and if you did do bittul, then it's a sveika derabanan. You would have a cheskes bodok. You don't have to come out of cheskes bodok, sveika derabanan. The Gemara doesn't even say the lashon sveika derabanan. The Gemara says bittul b'amasagi. It's not a deraisa. Maybe it's taka now with the net. Maybe now chazaka taka works. Maybe it's taka with chazok. I don't need it. L'maisa sveker abon l'kula. Taisa rosh, taisa rebeinu peretz is not a problem. But the feet places that there's a din chazkes bodok even for the bal yorba imokse. So how come by? So what's going on over here by the shtei kupus case, the second case? That's what I'm saying. No, mimokim shivoso. Since the nidin is on bal yorba imokse, if we'll say the two batim belong to one person, which is not rochek at all. So then, I think Chazaka wouldn't help. Okay, that's it. That's what I wanted to move on. Okay, when is the last day of Shir? Anybody know? Officially, anyway. Is the Shir Thursday?
When's the last day? Yeah.
When's the last day? Okay, fine. But we'll go later. I mean, it's a big sugya, but we'll go later. Unless we want to do, unless the other one thinks. Well, let me think about it. I think pastors, we should, my suffix is we're going to get into the sugya, and then we're going to be in the middle of the sugya, then we can come back after Pesach. But then what are we going to do? My plan eventually is, when we finish this sugya, is to go to Daf Lamed Amud Beis. There's very long sugya there from there on. And the second part of Kol Shah. That's what I would like to do. But there is a lot in this sugya first. You know, let me think it over what we should do the next 2 days. We should do like in Yonah Diyama, and then we'll come back after Pesach, and then we'll do the sugya from the top. Maybe that would make sense.
Sure, we could give a shiur on like some things that he wrote in the Agada, maybe, or something.
Yeah, something like that. Because something we saw. Avi Psachim did. Okay, fine, we'll see.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll let you know later today.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Thank you.